Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 63 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for November 12. This number reflects the number of new COVID-19 cases for both November 11, a statutory holiday for public health workers, and for today. PHSD has also reported a new death due to COVID-19 locally, but no details were provided. This is the 34th death in the Sudbury jurisdiction since the pandemic began. The health unit is also reporting there are now 281 active cases that are being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 20 months ago, there have been 3,251 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,970 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,800 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of 28 new cases since the last testing on Wednesday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 59 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury and 4 cases in the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 9 new cases related to outbreak, 35 new cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, 20 cases with no known epidemiological link, and a decrease of 1 case that was under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,202 total cases, an increase of 17. The next highest number was 777 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 19. There were also 757 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 20. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 378 cases total, an increase of 6. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 130 cases, an increase of 1. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 315,413 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,778 since the last report on Wednesday. With respect to vaccinations, there is no update from Thursday. On Wednesday, the health unit reported there were 268,898 total accumulated vaccines, first and second dose, given in the local jurisdiction. This also included 124,709 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported there are several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 20 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. One of the patients was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 5 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said one of the patients was admitted to the ICU intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 598 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 4 new COVID-19 deaths.